Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We're learning Masechta Pesachim. We're in the middle of Perek Ches up to Mishnah Vav. Mishnah discusses certain individuals who will see each one for their own reasons should not be considered as part of a group in shechting or slaughtering the Karban Pesach. Ha'onain, somebody who is an onain. An onain is an individual who is considered an avil for certain close relatives the day of the death before the mace is buried. The individual, Lorelenu, if it's a child or another close relative that has to sit shiva, is considered an onain and potter for mitzvahs. Even once the body is buried, he's considered an onain, and for the night after the day of the burial, midrabanan, they extended it and made him an onain, and therefore he would not be able to partake of kachim while he is an onain midrabanan. However, in this case, because a korban pesach is an obligation that has with it a chiyuv karis, so the rabbanan basically stepped aside and said that even though he may have been an onain during the day, in midrabanan normally it continues into the night. But because midoraisa he's not an onain come evening, and that is the zman of the achilas korban pesach, therefore he can be included. That's the case of the onain. Hamafakeh sagal. What if somebody is helping to uncover a pile of stones, and we're afraid somebody was buried under the pile of stones, and he's trying to uncover this individual? The concern here is we don't know if the person underneath the pile is going to be found dead or alive, and if, God forbid, he's dead, then the person who is trying to uncover him will be tameh and would not be eligible to partake of the Karban Pesach. And also someone who was told, promised, assured that he would be freed from prison. So we're not sure if the promise will be kept. And v'chole, another case, v'chole v'azoken, an ill, a sick person, or a zoken, an elderly person, that we're not sure, but we assume that they can eat a kezias, which is the required amount for the Karban Pesach. Shein yechon lechol kezias, they could eat a kezias. Shochten alein. So you can shecht and include them as part of the chabura for the Karban Pesach, even though each one has its concern. The Rabbanan stepped aside with their Isser for the evening. The Mafakech Sagal, we assume that the person found underneath will be alive, and therefore there's a Cheskes Tohar. And we assume that the person will be freed from jail. And we also assume that the Chol and the Zekah will be able to eat the Kazayas. So in all these cases, you can include these individuals as part of the Shechting of the Karban Pesach. However, a Kulan, in each of these cases mentioned, you would not want to have a group consisting just of these individuals and not have anybody else part of the group. Al-Kulan, in all these cases, whether it's a case of Onan, Mefakeh HaSagal, Mishav Techiu, Lotzu, Mebeis HaSurim, or Chol HaZok, and Shein, Yichon Lech HaKazayis, Ein Shoch Demalein Befnei Atzma. You would not Shecht Karban Pesach for a group consisting of only these types of individuals. Shemi Yaviu is a Pesach Ledebsu. Because if it's only them, then we're afraid that the whole Karban Pesach will be brought Ledebsu. Because if, for example, Mefakech HaSagal, turns out the body is a mace, or if the Beis HaSurim, they're not going to free him, or the same with the Chol and the Zaken, we're more concerned with you're only doing the Karban for these individuals. What about the Onim? We said that the Rabbanan did not stand in the way of the Chiyuv Karis. So the Bar Tanur explains that in the case of Onan, we're afraid that he's going to be torahed in the mace. He's going to be involved with his mace, and as a result, he might come into contact and become tamei, and therefore would not be able to partake of the Karban Pesach. So all of these individuals put together as an exclusive group, we would not shef the Karban Pesach. Lefikach im era behem psul. Therefore, says the Mishnah, since at the time of the Shechitas Karban Pesach, we mentioned individually, if they're part of a group, they are eligible, and we assume they're eligible to partake of the Karban Pesach, im ir behem psul, if something happened and there was a psul, let's say became tamei, like Mefakech Zagali found the mace and so on and so forth, Pater Milas is Pesach Sheni. They would be Pater from having to do a Pesach Sheni in all these cases, because we assumed at the time of the Shechita that he was Roy for the Kam Pesach, and therefore he would not have to do the Pesach Sheni to make up, except for the case of Mefakech Zagal, Chos Mefakech Bagal. Why? Because if it turns out that after he uncovers the stones he finds a dead body, that means that he was Tamei Mitchilasa, he was Tamei, it was Mevarer L'Mafreya, it revealed to us in the first place that when he was working on uncovering this individual, the person was not alive anymore, he was a mace. So therefore you can't undo the fact that at the time of the Karban Pesach he was Tamei, and therefore in that case he would have to do a Pesach Sheni, since it is Zman the Shechitas Karban Pesach. It turns out L'Mafreya, it was verified, it was validated to us that he was not Tahar. Now the Bartanur explains that the case of the person who's in prison, that which we say that we don't trust as a group, that maybe they won't be freed, it says it's talking about a Gentile, a non-Jewish prison, because we don't trust what they tell us. However, a Jewish prison, if they give us a word that they're going to free him, then we assume that they will be freed. In any case, whether the person is freed or not freed, if the prison happens to be in Yerushalayim, even if he's not freed, it's okay, because you can bring the Karban Pesach to him in prison, as opposed to if he's outside of Yerushalayim, where you don't have that option. With that, we end Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Ain't the Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda, Ain't Shochtin Es HaPesach Al HaYochid. You did not shecht the Karban Pesach for one individual. And the Bartanur brings a pasuk, it says, Losucha Lizboach Es HaPesach. A klomar beyachid, says a lashon of yachid, individual. You should not shecht the Karban Pesach for an individual. It has to be only for a group. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that is the words of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Kahati explains the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is we're afraid that he would not be able to eat the entire Karban Pesach. He's only one person, and by shechting a carbon without being able to eat the whole thing, he's effectively putting himself in a situation where he will be over on noser. He will have no choice but to have noser, which will have to be burnt, the remains of the Karban Pesach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Those are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Now, he doesn't disagree in the case where the person can't eat the Karban Pesach, but he says it depends. He says you don't give a blanket rule that you cannot shecht for a Karban Pesach for a Yachid. If the individual can eat the entire Karban Pesach, I guess it's either small carbon or the person has a big appetite, then in that case, then you could shecht for an individual. That's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Matir. The Bartanur tells us that lahalacha we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Afilu chabur shamei ashen yichom lechol kazayis. This is a continuation of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that even if you have a group of 100 people, that every one of those 100 people individually cannot eat a kazayis. Not the whole group, but each individual is not able to eat a kazayis. So you don't have anyone in that group that can do an achila as it's supposed to be done, which is defined as being able to eat a kazayis. In shochtin amalayim, you would not shecht for that person. So even though they could finish the entire carbon and not leave anything over, but if the bottom line is if they cannot eat the required amount of a kazayis, then you would not shecht the carbon for them. Benosin chaburis nashim ba'avodim uktanim. You also do not make a chabura that is a mixture of women, servants, and ktanim. And the Gemara explains, the Bartanur brings down as well, that when it comes to Karban Pesach, you don't want to have these group mixed for purposes of modesty and tznius and pritzus, and therefore you do not mix the women with the avodim or the avodim with the ketanim. However, individually, if you want to have a group of nashim or a group of avodim, you can have a group of consisting exclusively of either nashim or avodim. Ketanim, on the other hand, the Kahati explains that the Rambam brings down that ketanim, because they are not bardas and therefore not mechuyev in the carbon, you would not shecht a Korban Pesach exclusively for a group of ketanim, but to have a Korban Pesach for a group of nashim or a group of avadim, that is okay. And that is the end of our Mishnah Zayin. Look forward to continuing with you next time with Mishnah Ches. Thanks.